Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Well, some maternity hospitals will today begin to ease the COVID restrictions for expecting parents. And Dr. Carita Lynch is the chair of AIMS Ireland and is here with us too on Lunchtime Live today. Dr. Lynch, thanks for taking the call. I presume this is good news today.
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. Yes, this is very welcome news because obviously people who have been pregnant, who have gone through labour and birth and who have been in the postnatal period have had a long time dealing with restrictions associated with COVID-19. And of course, some parents who would have had their babies sometime perhaps earlier last year even spent their entire maternity leave during COVID-19. So it's been a very, very long haul for parents. And we're delighted to see some kind of light at the end of the tunnel.
So what exactly is happening today, Carita?
So today, from what we can gather, there's been a mandate from the HSE to enable individual hospitals, so we have 19 maternity units, to try and ease some of the restrictions. And whilst it's good news on that front, one of the problems that we've always had with the maternity restrictions is that they never seem to have been based on any kind of sort of transparent risk assessment. And without a transparent risk assessment, it's very difficult to know which parts of those restrictions worked well, which parts of them may have been a bit of overkill, and to determine, you know, and audit them. So that's always been a huge problem. So the very first thing that's happening is that in some units and not in all, again, not ideal for not for all people, what we're starting to see a longer visiting period in the postnatal wards. So this is great for mums who might be in the postnatal for a longer time period. So, for example, mums who are having or who have had a cesarean usually stay in hospital for 3 to 5 days. So it was very difficult for them before, perhaps only seeing someone for an hour or in some hospitals, not seeing anybody at all, which is very hard.
We actually spoke to one of the masters of the maternity hospitals here a couple of months back, Carita, on Lunchtime Live, about these, actually, the very restrictions that were introduced, because so many expectant parents had been in touch with us. And, they, you know, they were naturally upset about the restrictions that were in place at the time. And I know the master of the hospital just explained that, like, the potential risk, and this was, of course, pre-vaccination of somebody in the, you know, like a midwife or somebody within the medical team contracting COVID and an entire, you know, midwife medical team being out for a 10 to 14 day period would have had huge knock-on effects and consequences for the ward. And they had to just limit that risk. The priority was to make sure that, you know, that the baby was born safely and to try and mitigate, I suppose, against any, you know, COVID been brought into the maternity hospitals. But look, the fact that it has been eased, are you hearing from expectant mums and dads today? Is it some comfort for them?
It is some comfort. But of course, the biggest issue is that the labour part, the antenatal labour part, is not being eased yet. So there you're running into a kind of a slightly different scenario, because what's happened a lot, I think, is that when the initial restrictions were brought in, we viewed partners as being visitors. So, you know, in the same way that you might go and visit Auntie Jo, who's, you know, had a hernia operation, partners of pregnant people and people who had just had a baby were viewed in the same way as visitors. And of course, partners are not visitors, especially just when someone's going into labor. They're not visitors. They're, you know, really part of that process. So I think a key issue for many, many people has been the process of arriving in a maternity hospital. And I'm sorry, I don't know if you've had kids yourself, but, you know, when you do arrive, it's exciting and it's mildly terrifying at the same time. You know, you've got anxieties and you've got hopes and you've got fears. And then you leave that person that's been supporting you, go in on your own, get a COVID test and hope to God that it's negative. And then you have to wait to be allowed into a maternity birthing suite and to be allowed to have your partner come into you. And you only get that if you're in labor enough. And it could be 4, 5, 6, 7, 12 hours that someone spends on their own. And that has proven to be extraordinarily difficult.
Can I just bring in as well, Carita, stay with us. Joanna's also on the line in Drogheda. Joanne, you're expecting. What do you think about the news today?
I am indeed. Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I am, to be honest with you, I'm thrilled. If only for the simple fact that I'm due the end of May. So it's very nicely timed for me. The easing of these restrictions. My sister actually had a little one a couple of weeks ago, and her husband was only allowed in for 45 minutes in the evenings. So I was kind of going, oh, I hope that changes a little bit. So the fact that it has is very, very welcome news, I'm sure. In fairness, my husband probably hasn't heard the news today because he's at work. But by the time he gets home this evening, he'll have heard. I'm sure he'll be thrilled too. Yeah.
Is it just a little bit more reassurance? Is that...
It is, in fairness. Like, this would be my second baby. And I suppose... the restrictions, completely understandable, because at the end of the day, the hospital has to look after the staff, because if the staff aren't there, well, then there's no one to look after the mums and the babies. So I can understand the restrictions up until now, I suppose, with the fact that now we have the vaccine and numbers are coming down and what have you. It's great to hear that they're starting to ease them. Sorry, I just went up the stairs.
No, you're all right. Take your time. It's I know, look, I can understand, and I know from looking at some of the messages coming in here in 53106, there just seems to be a little bit of a sense of relief today from expectant parents. Stay with
big
us,
time,
Joanne, because time. I just want to bring in Limor as well in Dublin. Has the restrictions during the pandemic, Limor, how stressful has that been for...
For me?
Yeah, for pregnant women.
Okay, well, I'm a doula myself for many years now, and I think the restrictions were, you know, not even difficult. They were traumatic for many moms, especially first-time moms. For us as doulas, birth doulas and postnatal doulas, we weren't able to be there for our ladies, for families. We could only be there as a partner. So that means the mom has to choose between a doula and a partner. Who does she want with her? And I would like to actually make a point of how important the last point that Krisha made is that with all the fact that partners or family partners, basically, are allowed to visit now, right? Because other family members, if I'm correct, are not allowed to come and visit. Mm. So your mom, your sister, whatever, it's still just for the partner, right? Partners are still not allowed during early stages of birth, which is probably the hardest bit. The early stage could be a long stage and you need somebody to be there for you. You need the person that you are feeling safe with to be there for you. And we in the Doula Association, we hear a lot of feedback and we have a lot of phone calls. We also support on the phone of women that are absolutely panicking during pregnancy, which I don't think is healthy. There is a lot more medical intervention. So there is more, I see personally, that there is more inductions are happening. And if you're going in for an induction, again, your partner cannot be with you. And it can be 5 to 10 to 12 hours that you're on your own in a very, very challenging time of your life.
Okay.
And I hope they're going to look into that as soon as possible.
All right. I just want to go back to just stay with us. I just want to go back to Joanne just briefly as well. You're due the end of May, Joanne, you said. Just have a text in here from a listener who says, you know, it's only the parents that should be allowed into the postnatal wards. My experience is that the wards can often be very busy at those particular times. Like, it's not a full easing, I suppose, in many cases, as Krisha pointed out, but even just the fact that there is some easing. Like you, as you said, you're due in the next kind of couple of weeks, so there is a little bit of comfort from that.
Oh yeah, it is. I suppose my only thing is, like, all of the maternity hospitals implement the rules and their restrictions a little bit different. Like, as I said earlier, my sister's my brother-in-law, I should say, sorry, was only allowed in for 45 minutes here in our local hospital, but there's other hospitals in the country where it could be an hour, it could be 2 hours that the dads might be allowed in for. So it depends on the hospital as well. So while the restrictions are being eased, I am still kind of going, oh, I wonder what way it's going to be implemented here in my local hospital. Now, I suppose I'm slightly lucky in that I live in the town of with a fully functioning maternity hospital. So I'm hoping to, please God, get home pretty quickly.
Okay.
I won't be in for a long period of time. So hopefully it won't impact on me too much. But I mean, there's plenty of women that come. So I'm in the Northeast. There's plenty of women that come from Cavan and Monaghan that, you know, maybe if they have kids at home, not the easiest thing for
just from a practicality,
the partner or the boyfriend or the fiancé or whoever to be able to come in and see them in the evenings and see the baby. And if they've had a section, as has been said, you know, it could be 3 to 5 days that they're in.
Yeah.
So it can be very, very hard in that sense.
Well, look, best of luck, Joanne, and we might even check back in with you maybe, you know, towards the end of May as well. Maybe perhaps even restrictions might have eased a little bit further then. Joanne Andrahada, Dr. Carita Lynch, and also to Talí Moore, thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.